Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ Welcome to one and all, to our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Just as promised, same time, same place on your Madani Channel, you are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today inshallah azza wa jalla, we are going to be discussing and talking about conflict resolutions for a chaotic home. Jiha, conflict resolutions, all those clashes, disagreements, differences of opinions that we may have that cause conflict, hatred, fights, quarrels in the home. What are the solutions and resolutions to those problems in a chaotic home where there's so much of disturbance and problems like this? We are going to be giving the solutions to those problems, inshallah, azza wa jalla, whether it is between husband and wife, between parents and children, between workers, neighbors, so on and so forth. What are those reasons and problems that causes conflicts within our homes, dear viewers, that ruins all the peace, tranquility and happiness within the homely environment? Please stay locked and tuned to Madani Channel until the end of today's episode and program, inshallah, azza wa jalla, for the many things to understand and unfold as we go along in our program. For the sake of blessings and barakah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, as we have commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would now, inshallah, azza wa jalla, listen to a beautiful and amazing kalam, Nate Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Punjabi language. Subhanallah, Menu Shok Madine Javanda. And this kalam is recited by none other than Rukneshwara Haji Abdul Habib Attari Hafidhahullah. Let's listen to this beautiful Punjabi kalam, and when we do return, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will continue with our topic for this evening. Sallu ala al Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Menu shauk Madine javan da mere dil vich hasrat hor nahi aaka teri marzi e saada te koi zor nahi aaka teri marzi e saada te koi zor nahi meri akal vi nahi meri shakal vi nahi mainu yaar manaun da dhang vi nahi meri akal vi nahi shakal vi nahi mainu yaar manaun da dhang vi nahi mera ishq vi roomi varga nahi mera ishq vi roomi varga nahi meri jami vargi tor nahi پر مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں میرا عشق یہ کہندا ہے حوصلہ رکھ آقا دا بلا عشق یہ کہندا ہے حوصلہ رکھ آقا دا بلاوا آوے گا پر کی کریے بے صبری دا پر کی کریے بے صبری دا میرے دل وچوں جاندا چور نہیں تیرے نام دے تذکرے عرشاں تے تیرے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے نام دے تذکرے عرشاں تے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے تیرے عشق دا آقا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں تیرے ذکر دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے عشق دے چرچے عرشاں تے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے میرے آقا تیرا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گور وی نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز, اینڈ دیٹ واز اور بیلوڈ رکن شورا حاجی عبدالحبیب الطاری حفظہ اللہ ریسائٹنگ سچ اے بیوٹیفل کلام مینو شوق مدینے جا بندہ. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ٹیک اس آل ٹو دا بیوٹیفل سٹیز آف مکہ المکرمہ اینڈ مدینۃ المنورہ زادہ اللہ شرف و تعظیمہ. کمنگ بیک ٹو اور ڈسکشن, ایز آئی مینشن جسٹ بیفور دس کلام, that today we are going to be speaking about the conflict resolutions for a chaotic home. And in today's day and age, dear viewers of Madini Channel, we find that these conflicts, arguments, quarrels, misunderstanding, miscommunication has entered almost every home. The peace is ruined, sukoon is gone, people are crying. What are these conflicts? What are these problems and quarrels which has ruined all the peace in our homes? Promises that were made, that we will live together and die together. Promises and expression of love and togetherness. Where is all of that gone, dear viewers? Promises made that we're going to stick together through hard times, through good times, through thick and thin. Friends that were very close, but these days friendships have come to an end. Relationships have come to an end. We have so many problems. Look at marital disputes, dear viewers, whether it is lack of communication, disrespect or criticism, financial stress and disagreements. All of this causes conflicts and problems in our society, within our homely environment. Married couples who are married for so many, several years, do not find peace and harmony in their marriages as well, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Whether it is in-law interference, over-involvement in personal decisions, whether it is criticism or control from mother-in-law or father-in-law, or competition or comparison rather between spouses and in-laws that causes these conflicts and problems. We have this almost in every home. Look at the sibling competition that we may have in society. Wanting superiority, jealousy, or favoritism, competition for attention between siblings, who has more attention from the parents. This as well causes fights, arguments, and quarrels between siblings. Assets. Or approval of unsolved childhood grudges that have been surfacing for so many years. They have turned old but still have problems with each other. Allahu Akbar. We have all this in society, parent and child conflicts, another discussion altogether where there's lack of respect or obedience, misunderstanding because of generational differences or poor communication or neglect. Allahu Akbar. Over-controlling or overly permissive parenting, being too strong and harsh on the kids, on the children, dear viewers of Madini Channel. All of these reasons, and there are much more, many, many reasons why we have arguments and quarrels in our homes. Neighbors are witness to this. Friends and family members are witness to this. Some couples could go on the streets, at shopping malls, or wherever they are, they would start fighting and they would humiliate each other. The husband would swear, use vulgarism, harsh and bad words on his wife. The children are witness to this. Children who are growing up in an environment where from small, from childhood, they see their parents fight and argue over trivial matters. Matters that could have been solved and resolved behind closed doors. Friends and family members know about what are the shortcomings of the wife, and the wife side of the family knows all the shortcomings about the husband. Those who are unconcerned people, people that are not supposed to be involved in the first place, they are also involved. The question is quarreling the solution to all these problems? Is fighting the solution to the problem, whereas a person not only fights with his mouth, but then starts to beat his wife, beat his family members? People go all the way to hitting each other and then they land themselves either in prison or in court. These argumentations have actually increased over the years. There are such cases, there are such people out there who have never found solutions to their problems, dear viewers of Madini Channel. We have not learned how to raise our words, we have learned how to raise our voices. Allahu Akbar. We should remember, dear viewers, it is not rain, it is not thunder that makes the flowers and the plants grow, it is rain and water that makes it grow. Allahu Akbar. We have learned how to raise our voices and scream above our voices, to make our points strong for the next person to know what I mean. But chillane se, rone se, chizo ko tolne se, kya uska solution kabhi aaya? People actually went to the extent of giving talaq and divorces. Families from both sides are involved. So much of chaos. So much of chaos that has lasted for years to come. The impact of such chaos and such violence have really affected many children out there. They have turned to drugs, abuse, and other vices out there because of their childhood being neglected. Parents fight and there's no time to attend and see what the child needs. The child sees violence from small, how the mother is to get shouted or how the father is getting shouting, vice versa, whatever the case may be. So, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, in today's program, the few things that I've highlighted with regards to siblings, whether it is parents, whether it is husband and wife, spouses, in every home, wherever there's conflict, wherever there's argument, wherever there's quarrels, is quarreling and fighting the solution to the problem? Ask yourself this question. For all these years, I've been screaming and shouting above my voice to make a point in my home. Has my shouting and my screaming ever made any difference in the home? Or have given a different opinion about family members of how am I? What is my akhlaq? What is my kirdar? Allahu Akbar. Let's listen to some hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that speaks about abandoning and condemnation of quarreling itself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in the hadith, the most disliked in the court of Allah azza wa jalla is the one who is extremely quarrelsome. So the most disliked person in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is extremely quarrelsome. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari. Allahu Akbar. We like to quarrel. Yes, we perform our salah, we recite our Quran Pak, we keep our fast, we give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We try and be kind with others, but with those with whom we were supposed to be kind and humbled, showing our smile, sharing our heartfelt feelings and love with each another, such as your parents, your siblings, with them we scream and we shout. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated in the hadith, the one who quarrels without a reason always stays in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he abandons his quarrels and arguments. Until he stops it. Or else, this person is always going to earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who quarrels without a reason. There are many people out there who try and pick a fight. They look for faults. They look for situations where they could tangle you in that. Whether it is the in-laws, whether it is your own parents, whether it is siblings, whoever they are. Almost every home have similar type of problems, dear viewers. What does our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam state about this? In another hadith, he stated, no nation strayed after staying on guidance. No nation strayed after staying on guidance, but due to quarrels. In Tirmizi Sharif, this hadith is found, subhanallah. In another hadith, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, a person cannot reach the excellence in the reality of faith until he leaves quarreling despite being right. Aap sachche hain, aap sahi hain. You are truthful. You are on haq. But you choose not to quarrel. You choose not to fight. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming this person's way. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So remember, a person cannot reach the excellence in the reality of faith. You will attain perfection in your iman, in your faith, if you can leave quarreling despite being right. Every person wants to be right. Main sachcha hoon, main sachcha hoon. Har koi sachcha hi banne ki koshish mein hai. Ki I must not be wronged in any way. My rights must not be violated in any way. But because of fighting for our rights, we violate the rights of others. Allahu Akbar. But you will attain perfection in faith if you could stop fighting despite being right. For all these years we are fighting, trying to make our spouses or the next partner understand where I am coming from. Lekin kabhi ladai se hi kabhi jhagde kabhi theek hue hain, dear viewers of Madini channel. Who is the one who is causing this? Who is the one that instills hatred and fights between couples? We have blamed it on other matters in our lives. We have blamed it on others, on the neighbors, on people who tell, on people who carry tales and try to cause arguments between spouses. We're going to get there, inshallah, azza wa jalla. But firstly, whether it is siblings, spouses, any relationship, it is shaitan that causes to instill these hatreds between people, dear viewers. What the Quran states, undoubtedly shaitan causes mischief amongst them. Indeed, shaitan is an open enemy of human beings. Similarly, Allah Azza wa Jalla states in another verse of the Holy Quran Pak, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَذَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ. The devil, shaitan, desires only that he infuses hatred and enmity between you. This is his job. This is what he wants to do. He wants to see the husband give talaq and divorce to his wife. Shaitan wants to make you angry and upsetted about some matter. He does not want to see you close with your family members, with your children, giving love and muhabbah to them. He does not want to see togetherness in the deen. He wants to see separation. He wants to see bloodshed. He wants to see you arguing and fighting all the time. And shaitan does this between friends and family members. And yet, we are so oblivious of this, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Listen to the translation again. The devil, shaitan, desires only that he infuses nafrat, hatred and enmity between you. Between you and those that you fight with. So before we fight again, dear viewers, recall these verses of the Holy Quran. Before we think that fighting is a solution to the problem, understand that others may be happy or not. Allah knows best, but shaitan is the happiest when this happens. Astaghfirullah. He causes a person to get angry unnecessarily. Bila kisi wajah ke, itna ghussa aata. People are so temperamental out there, you cannot speak with them. Baato baato mein ghussa aa jata. Within few sentences, few words, you can't even ask your husband at times, how's your day, right? If you called at the wrong time whilst he's busy at work. For over nitty and gritty issues, fights and arguments take place, dear viewers. And anger was never the solution of the problem, ever. Allahu Akbar. Anger leads to jealousy, jihad, dear viewers. Anger leads to backbiting. Anger entices a person to telltale by causing more fuel in the problem, by adding more fuel to the problem. Anger revives the hidden jealousy and animosity in the heart. This is what anger does. Anger leads a person towards lying. Due to anger, a person tarnishes the dignity of others. Ghusse ki wajah se jaan bhi le leta hai. Lives of others are taken because of anger. Kya ghusse se kabhi hamara problem kabhi sulja hai, kabhi solve hua hai? Have we ever solved any problem with anger? But rather, when a person calms down, then he realizes, hai, mein ghusse mein maine talaq de diya. Hai, ghusse mein maine ye keh diya, wo keh diya. Now you are forced to seek forgiveness from the person whose heart you have broken, whose reputation you have tarnished. It's because of anger. And such anger that causes people not to speak with each another for days, weeks and years. Ghusse ki wajah se, ke I'm going to take revenge by causing more harm, more takleef, more pain. If somebody twisted your finger, we will try and twist the entire arm. Taki usse zyada takleef ho. Kisi ne hamare maa baap ko gaali di, hum unke bhi maa baap ko gaali denge. Astaghfirullah, ala a'udhu billah. Is this or was this ever the solution to the problem? Tale-telling. Also another reason for causing conflicts within societies, within families, within homes, and makes a homely environment very chaotic. Tale-telling. Allahu Akbar. What is tale-telling? Pehle isko sunte hain. Imam Nawawi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, narrates, he says, conveying one's matter to another person with the intention of causing harm is called tale-telling. You take this person's word and you go to the neighbor, you go to the family members, and you say it with this intention ki isko bhi gussa aa jaye is bande pe, taki mazid jo problem hai wo badh jaye, jo masala hai wo mazid aur upar ho jaye, jiski wajah se kabhi uska hal hi na mile. If this is the niyat, then it is tale-telling, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allah Kareem have mercy on us. Allah Kareem have mercy on us. Tale-telling, Allahu Akbar, is also such an accursed evil that brings about a lot of destruction and creates conflicts between people, family members. But until today, we give, we enjoy, because wala tajassasu, the Quran says, do not find faults. A person comes and narrates the faults of others to us. Maybe he's exaggerating, maybe he's adding more to it. We enjoy, it suits the ears, you know, we enjoy these types of talks. Ha, aur batao na uske baare mein, aur bataiye. What else shortcomings here so I can be aware and alert of this person? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah Kareem have mercy on us, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given warning for those who tale-telling. He says, those wandering around for tale-telling and those finding faults out of faultless people. We all are people who have faults within us, right? But in a matter that a person was not responsible and he was not at fault, and you're trying to make him a person who has faults. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, those wandering around for tale-telling and those finding faults out of faultless people are the worst people of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They are the worst people. In Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, this hadith and narration can be found. Listen to another breathtaking hadith. Your heart should tremble. If we have this in us, that we like to tell, we like to exaggerate, we like to make a small matter into a very big matter and blow things out of proportion. Listen to what the hadith has, what the Rasul had said in the hadith. La yadkhulu al-jannata qattatun. A tale-teller will never enter Jannah. He will not enter paradise. Sahih al-Bukhari. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It's a warning for those who enjoy this. There are some people who spend hours on the phone tale-telling, hours, and they would not get tired. They enjoy this. Yet our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is Islam that warns us of this major problem in society because of which many homes have broken. There are such people who cause the fight and they sit back and they relax to just enjoy. Let's see how two people will fight, how two families will fight. In the time of ignorance, this is what happened between Aus and Khazraj. What battles happened between two tribes and two groups of people? It was our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who came and instilled love amongst them. Love in their hearts for each another to such an extent, subhanallah, that they became the people of Ansar. In fact, loving the Ansar is a sign of having iman and faith. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. However, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I guarantee a home in the inner corner of paradise to the one who does not pick a quarrel despite being rightful. Allah, 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 Allah. This is the promise and the words of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah. Allah has farmate na, kon deta hai dene ko muh chahiye, dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi, sabse aula wo ala hamara nabi, sabse bala wo wala hamara nabi. Subhanallah. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, I guarantee a home in the inner corner of Jannah of paradise for the one who does not pick a quarrel despite being rightful. Here is a solution. Think about Jannah. Think about your home in Jannah. For all these years, we have been fighting to make a point, to be heard in the family. There are others living in depression, living in anger, in frustration. We are unable to smile at those family members any longer. Think about this promise. What's the use fighting in the dunya when you just have a few years left in this world, dear viewers? We are going to live and then we are going to die. Allah has given you this life. Make the best of it. Seek forgiveness from each another. This is the solution we can find, dear viewers. Yes. Fighting between husband and wife over trivial matters. Sometimes there's no head, there's no tail. Financial matter, debts, stress. All these problems have always been there. People have found solutions to those problems. How do you find a solution? By talking with love, speaking with affection, sitting down, discussing a matter, not avoiding the matter, not sweeping it under the carpet. Matters are resolved when two people sit with adab and respect, not in front of the children, but at least inshallah azza wa jalla privately and discuss this matter. You know what, I think this is what's going wrong in a relationship, whether it is personal, whether it is related to the household, whether it is related to whatever it may be that has caused your peace to be ruined. Discuss and talk about it. Instead of avoiding it, instead of assuming that my partner must read between the lines and find out mere dil mein kyun nafrat hai inke liye, aisa kabhi nahi hota. People who have been bottling and holding in their anger and they will vent at the wrong time, this will cause fires to erupt. It will cause the peace and the sukoon to be ruined, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allahu Akbar. You know, there are many, many narrations, dear viewers of Madini Channel, but here we need to understand firstly that this is our deen, our religion. Islam is this beautiful deen, subhanAllah, that has taught us, firstly understand that when you are fighting and you're not understanding why this fight is happening, first think and remember, it is shaitan who wants you to fight. He wants your husband, or he wants the wife, or he wants the siblings. He wants that person to be upset and angry, and he will instill hasad, the anger, jealousy, quarrels and fights between people. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the beautiful narration explained to the nations, to the ummah. He says, shaitan lays its throne on the water, then send its troops. Among these troops, the shaitan that will sit in the proximity and nearest to Iblis and shaitan is the one who is the most fitna provoking one. The one who causes more mischief, the one who causes more fitna, he gets to sit closer to shaitan than the other shayateen. So one shaitan will come and say, or a troop of shaitan will come and say, oh, boss, I did such and such thing. So shaitan will say, yeah, you did nothing. Tumne kuch kiya hi nahi hai. Tumne yu kiya, lekin wo kuch nahi hai mere nazar mein. Then amongst them, another person comes and he says, another shaitan says, I made so-and-so person leave so-and-so person. I caused separation between them. I caused anger and hatred between two people. Shaitan then wakes up and he says, yeah, you are the one. You have did the right thing. Allahu Akbar. Iblis gets closer to him and says, you are very good. Allah, Allah, Allah. And according to the hadith, the narrator says, I think it was Shaitan goes and embraces him. Shaitan goes and hugs him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This hadith is found in Sahih Muslim. So the narrator says, either he stands up or he says, you are very good, or either Shaitan goes and hugs that other Shaitan because of separating two people. Today, how many of our youngly married couples have separated? Nikah abhi hua hai, kuch dino ke baad, hafto ke baad, ya mahino ke baad talaq hua hai. There was no head, there was no tail. The matter was something that was so trivial and something that could have been solved. But because of ego, because of anger, because of wanting to be right and never wanting to take the blame, both sides of the party have their nose up. Both sides of the parties want to be heard right. And nobody wants to be wrong. So what happens? It causes separation. It causes such a rift between people that then never ends, dear viewers. Allah Kareem, hame amal ke tawfiq ata farmai, that we're able to understand these matters. We're able to resolve these matters. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So now we're going to mention, inshallah, azza wa jalla, some five powerful things that will strengthen the bond between husband and wife. Let's start from here. Let's start from the husband and wife, because it is you too, subhanallah, who will bring a nation. The mother, the woman, is the one who gives birth to the nation, subhanallah. So how can she do so? And how can she be a good mother for her children when the first lap, the first madrasa, the first institute of the child is the lap of the mother? But such a mother who is in a relationship where it's so toxic, the relationship is so toxic that she cannot even speak to her husband. She's afraid to even, you know, hear the car coming to the yard. There are such relationships out there that they have to hide things. The children know very well what the mother goes through. Fathers become very oblivious because we are so engrossed in earning rizq and rozi from morning to evening. Once we come back home, we have no time to hear what the wife has to say, what the children have to say. Children are scared to make salam, to even communicate, to even ask for anything. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, what is the solution? Open and honest communication. Start this in your relationship. Subhanallah. Have an open and honest, transparent communication. Lack of communication is very bad in a relationship. Jiha. So have a transparent and open relationship. You know, sharing thoughts, sharing feelings, and listening without judgment builds trust and understanding. But it's hard to become this person. It's hard to overnight build this, right? But give and borrow your ears to your family members, inshallah. Be a good listener. So far, we all are good speakers. We can talk and we can scream and we can beat others in raising our voices. But how many of us are good listeners that we could sit and listen to what the person has to say first without interfering, without intervening in the relationship? Allah, Allah, Allah. Another solution for a couple is quality time. We are not giving time to the problem to resolve the problem, but we expect for the problem to be resolved. Ye nahi hona chahiye. Spending meaningful time, spending ample time, even in simple ways like talking, walking, or praying together. You know, subhanallah, it deepens and strengthens the connection and the bond between couples. This is what we need to get right in our relationship to overcome the quarrels and arguments from our relationship. Inshallah, azza wa jalla. You know, often we should actually express appreciation and love. We don't do this. Small acts of kindness, compliments, at least saying shukran, thank you, I appreciate it. When last have we done this in a relationship? But the more frequently we would do this, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will find ways to resolve problems. We will find easy ways of removing the difficulty if we learn to say thank you. Sorry and thank you are two words and two things that's very hard to mention. When we are wrong, we can't say sorry. And when we are happy in the heart, it's hard to say thank you. But this keeps the love alive. This keeps the relationship alive, dear viewers. Another important point is forgiveness and patience. Letting go of small mistakes and being patient with each another, it avoids, you know, bitterness, karvahat, and it strengthens the unity amongst the couple. This is what we need to get right in our relationship. Forgiveness and patience. Learn to forgive. Learn to have sabr and patience in your relationship. There are many couples out there who have been bottling and having sabr for the last 20, 30, 40 years. Your whole life has changed. It's like you're walking on eggshells all the time. Always scared and concerned as to what's going to happen. This fear in the heart has caused many of the Islamic sisters to suffer from anxiety and depression all the time. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem grant solutions to those problems, dear viewers. So, make dua. Make dua for your spouse, for your family members, and make ibadat, worship Allah Azza wa Jalla together. Perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. Yani, have togetherness in the deen, praying together, attending Islamic events together, subhanallah, and reminding each another of Allah's pleasure. It brings about spiritual closeness and peace into the nikah, into the marriage. Unfortunately, we don't have this in society. We have a tracker, we are very concerned, we don't have trust. We don't have trust at times. Many couples out there are hiding this, and they fight because of these reasons. The phone has a passcode, it has a lock, you're unable to reach and go through the phone and see who this person speaks to, who this person chats with. This type of hidden agenda, or rather should I say, not having transparency in a relationship like this, causes rift, it will cause anger, it will cause a woman or Islamic brother not to have trust with the couple. And this is another major reason why people fight so much. That they don't have trust, they don't have mahabba and love, and they don't have communication, dear viewers. A marriage by Allah Azza wa Jalla is a blessing. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the best of you are those who are best toward their wives. The best of you is he who is best towards his family. And I, yani Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I am best towards my family than in comparison to every one of you. Huzuri Pak's approach to his family is the best examples ever set in history for man to ever follow, dear viewers. Thus the Quran has made him the role model for us to follow. And subhanallah, you know, this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the best of you are those who are the best to their wives. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. And subhanallah, sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan had heard these ahadith narrations, and they implemented this with their families. What examples are out there, subhanallah. So treating your spouse with kindness is a sign of strong and mazboot iman and faith. What Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran, and amongst his signs is that he created spouses for you from yourselves for you to gain comfort in them, and placed love and mercy between yourselves. Indeed, in this are signs for the people who ponder. And amongst the signs of Allah is that he created spouses for you from yourselves for you to gain comfort in them. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allahu Akbar. So for you to gain comfort in them and peace, and place love and mercy between yourselves. Allah Kareem has placed love and mercy between you all. And he has created, subhanallah, these Islamic, yani women and men are created, and this nikah takes place in order to find sukoon, harmony and peace. But it's a disaster for many people. How is it possible that we have been created for this purpose and reason, to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, and subhanallah, spouses were created for us to find sukoon and peace within them. But why is the peace not there? Why is it all ruined? It's because of our own actions. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Yes, dear viewers, many of these calamities that fall upon us, you know, it is because of our actions, our own wrongdoings, the way we treat each other, and we get back what we don't want in life. So, love and mercy are actually a tuhfa, a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep hearts together, to keep the hearts attached and united. Allahu Akbar. Another verse of the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And those who submit, O our Lord, grant us coolness of our eyes from our wives and our children, and make us leaders of the pious. Look at this dua, subhanallah, we're supposed to make. Huh?
Allahu Akbar. And those who submit, O our Lord, our Rabb, grant us coolness of our eyes from our wives. Yani, may the wives become the coolness to our wives. May the children become the coolness to our eyes. But this is the same husband that you cannot wait, you cannot stand to see. This is the same wife that you don't want to see. Despite all the promises we made to them, instead of them becoming coolness to our eyes, they have become like the thorns of our eyes. The moment we see them, is tarah ke alfaz nikalte hain ki jo bayan ke bahar hai. It's beyond words, dear viewers. It's difficult to even mention what happens to some people when they see their wives. Instead of showing love and affection, kindness, they would lose their temper because of the past matters and issues. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us. Good words matter. Kind words does matter. Speaking sentences and words that causes tranquility and happiness in our heart does matter. Because the beloved Rasul in Sahih al-Bukhari and in Muslim, muttafaqun alayhi hadith, he says, a good word is sadaqah. A good word is charity. We are giving this charity to our customers in the shop. We are giving this charity to those who are far off relatives and friends. But those who are deserving of this charity, of your kind and good words, they are actually deprived. They don't know when last they ever heard something good from their husbands, from their family members. But jiha, this charity is given every day to the customers in order to win them to buy things from us, to support our business and our agendas. Allah Kareem have mercy on us. Remember, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, even kind speech between husband and wife is a rewardable deed, rewardable action. Subhanallah. Pray together. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. Jiha. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jalla have mercy on a man who gets up at night and prays and wakes his wife up. And if she refuses, he sprinkles water on her face. Abu Dawood. Allah, Allah, Allah. Yani, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla together strengthens a spiritual bond. If you can perform salah together, keep fast together, the husband should go to the masjid, perform namaz ba jama'at, if the masjid is within the boundaries. And without any shari'i exemption, you are not allowed to miss the primary jama'at in the masjid. But I'm just saying, there are nawafil, there are other ibadah that can be performed together. Recite the Quran in your home with your family members. So togetherness is very important. Subhanallah, worshipping Allah together strengthens the spiritual bond and connection. So subhanallah, this is something very good, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that we can do. But unfortunately, there are people out there who have resorted to talaq, divorce, violence. Do you know what the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla states regarding talaq? We like to say this word often, but listen to what Rasulullah says in a hadith. He says, أَبْغَضُ الْحَلَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَتَّلَاقِ أَبْغَضُ الْحَلَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَتَّلَاقِ. Amongst the halal things, divorce is the most disliked in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Though it is halal, it is permissible to divorce, but it is something which is mostly disliked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Other scholars have written that divorce is mashru'. If it is given, it will be done. But it is disliked in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Like I mentioned, offering salah at home or on an occupied land without any shari'i reason. So in both these cases, it is disliked to perform salah like that. Likewise, adhan of Jum'ah is gone. Adhan has completed. It is done and a person is still doing buying and selling. Though it will be joyous to do so, but it is disliked. Because the hukum is that when you hear the call for prayer, then you should haste and rush towards the masjid. Not do business. Allahu Akbar. So, to divorce without any shari'i reason is strictly disliked and makruh in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is Fatawa Rizviya Sharif. We should not divorce and separate from our wives for over, you know, petty issues. Matters that are not so serious, but we go straight right to the conclusion, and that is, let me just separate for the rest of my life. Now there are children involved who have become of great age. You know, they are 20, they are in their teens, they could be small children, toddlers, and then we divorce because of our differences, not concerned about the future of those children. And if we are concerned, now they are fighting for maintenance, they are fighting for the custody of the child. The grandparents are all crushed in between all of this. drama that we have in our families. Jiha, Nana, Nani, Dada, Dadi, they all are involved, helping and guiding and coaching their daughters or their sons, what to do next, how to get hold of the child. There are such grandparents out there who are deprived. There are grandchildren out there who are deprived of even seeing their own grandchildren. Because husband and wife will fight. This is what happens, dear viewers of Madini Channel. This is what talaq does. So there are many reasons for divorce. And another reason is to instigate husband and wife against each other, causing discord between them. And then sometimes this discord leads to divorce. So Rasulullah says in a hadith, the person who instigates the wife of someone against him is not one of us. Allah, 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 Allah. The person who instigates the wife of someone against him. The person goes and he puts fire, he adds fuel. He exaggerates and he's trying to cause a rift and a fight between husband and wife. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he is not of us. Allah, 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 Allah. Regarding this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala li had said, there are many forms of creating discord between husband and wife. The heart of a woman is weak, like a raw small bottle. So mentioning the evils of her husband to her and mentioning the good qualities of another man to her, like doing magic or making the use of other things that can be used for her to get rid of her husband, all these are haram stuff. Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Akbar. So there are people out there, dear viewers, who would go and do black magic, would go to great extent and lengths in order to break the relationship. They will take advice from others. What can I do? What can I say? What can I send? What evil spirit and what evil forces can we send to separate? And here, it is Shaitan who is sitting and enjoying and watching how these two families were loving and caring towards each other at one stage. But the moment that nikah happened, here you go. It's all upside down. All those promises are gone down the drain. And now those two best friends became most worst enemies towards each other. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A husband and wife should live together with tolerance, with love, with peace. They should take care of each other's rights and should fulfill them. Yes. It should not happen that a husband keeps his wife merely as a slave, as a servant. You're the maid of this house. Wash my clothes, cook food for me, take care of my children. Do this and do that. Yeah, bas ye kaam nahi hai. If Allah Azza wa Jalla has given superiority to a man, in the same way He Azza wa Jalla has also stated, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Allah has commanded the men to deal with them kindly, to be kind towards your spouse. If you think Allah has given you authority and power, with that authority and power comes, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and deal with them kindly. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, amongst you, good people are those who treat women well. In Ibn Majah, this hadith can be found. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, the woman who dies in the state that her husband is pleased with her, the husband is happy with his wife, that woman will enter paradise. In Tirmizi Sharif, this hadith can be found. Allahu Akbar. This was just one aspect between husband and wife. The discussion goes on, dear viewers. So make sure that if your husband was about to leave this world, never be in a state, your relationship should never be in a state where the husband is not pleased with his wife. He is unhappy. He is naraz. He is displeased with his wife. This should never be the case. But rather, if your husband is happy with you at the time of his death, the beloved Rasul says, she is a jannati. She will enter paradise. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. There are so many widows out there in the world. Was this the case before your husband had left this world? Was he happy with you before he passed away? Ask yourself this question. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us. These are the quarrels and the arguments which has ruined our world, has ruined our relationships, has made our house chaotic, dear viewers. Allah, Allah, Allah. Ab dekhena, this was just between husband and wife. What about the fights, arguments, quarrels, and all those matters between mother and daughter? Allahu Akbar. This is another chapter altogether, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Lack of understanding. Different mindsets because of maybe generational gap. Mother sees concern as care and daughter sees it as a control. Ki meri maa mujhe control karna cha rahi hai. Daughter feels actually misunderstood and mother feels disrespected. These are the common issues and matters why mothers and daughters are fighting out there. Mother says, but she doesn't know how to talk. She doesn't know how to speak. She will raise her voice above all voices and scream and shout at the mother, Astaghfirullah. Last week, Tuesday, we spoke about respect of parents itself. So, overprotectiveness is another matter. Why these arguments and fights go on, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Mothers actually consistently worry about their children. And this consistent worry that you have leads to excessive restrictions. Yeah, daughter feels suffocated. Or she feels that my mother, my father doesn't trust me to make her own choice. Daughters out there or sons out there cannot make their own choices at times. And this could be the reason for argumentation. Have we sat down to discuss this matter with them? Allahu Akbar. One daughter that goes to university, she is so hubbly and bubbly with her mother, always loving, happy family. And the moment you give authority to the same family, whether it's a daughter, whether it's a son, wo apna kaam kar rahe hote hain, kaam pe jaate hain ya jahan jaate hain. And the moment the mother will then ask, why didn't you call me and tell me you're coming in late? Ah, so you don't trust me? I can't come home at this time. I can't go with my friends. I can't hang around here and there. Allahu Akbar. Firstly, what Sharia says about this hanging around, with which friends? How were you hanging around? Now, there is a world of difference between both the upbringings. You as a mother and father, your upbringing and the life that you have lived with your parents in the, old age, but rather it is the generational gap. The generation that you were grown and you were nurtured in, as compared to the current generation, is world apart from each other. It can never be the same, dear viewers. And because of this, many, many families, many mothers out there have become sick that my children do not listen. My children cannot adhere and understand everything we give them. Gaadi se lekar ke ghar, paisa, phone, laptop, har cheez humne diya hua hai, phir bhi hamari baat ko nahi mante hain. So what is that lack? What is lacking there between this relationship between mother and daughter? Unrealistic expectations. Jiha. Mother expects perfection, obedience, or certain achievements. And daughter feels she can never be good. Daughter feels it's never enough, you know. So pressure to follow in the mother's footsteps or upholding the family standards causes these argumentations and quarrels. Or it could either be communication style, harsh tone, shouting, or emotional outbursts. Not listening to each other. These are another matters. Many a times a fight is because of comparing daughter to other girls and other children of the family, siblings, or even cousins at times. You know, these examples are given, comparisons are made, that causes the heart to sink. And here you go. This fight never ends because there's grudge, there's hatred. How could you compare me? I mean, look at my life, look at my upbringing. I can never be compared to that person. That person has this and has that and has that and has that and has that. And the list goes on. Why did you compare me? I got my own life and that person lives his own life. People fight over matters of this nature as well, dear viewers. Mothers and daughters, this love, you know, mother and daughter love is deeply emotional, dear viewers. And often it is intense. It can cause both great comfort and deep hurt, if it is not handled with hikmat, wisdom, and gentleness. So most arguments are actually rooted in love, but gets lost because of poor communication. Allahu Akbar. Because of not having proper communication, everything is lost and it's gone. Aaj ki baat se hum Allah ki bargah mein toba karte hain, inshallah azza wa jalla. We would not fight over matters. We would find solutions for those problems. We will find ways to resolve those problems. Not fight and prove that yes, I am right and you are wrong. This is the peygham and this is the message of today. Our topic is conflict resolutions for a chaotic home. If you want to make your house a garden, you want to make your house a peaceful environment, then the solution is for you to stop fighting even if you are right. Stop the fight and leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave and entrust your matters to your Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. And do the things which Rasulullah SAW has said you and told you to do. When you enter your home, make salam. Even if there's no one at home, make salam. Then recite the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And then you can recite the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawlaji wa khayral makhraji. Recite this dua. And if possible, day after recite three times Surah Ikhlas Sharif. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. The entire surah. By doing this, you will not only see blessings and barakah in your rizq and rozi, but even within your homely environment, there will be sukoon, tranquility and peace, dear viewers. So many solutions we have. Allahu Akbar. The moment you know shaitan is trying to instill hatred and anger between two people, recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Recite La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billahi Al-Aliyyil Azeem. If you cannot control yourself and your children are there, walk away from that place. But do not fight, because fighting and quarreling will only remove the blessings from your marriage, from your life, from within your home. Allah Kareem, hame nek tawfiq aur rafiq ata farmaye. Sirat-e-mustaqim par chalne ke tawfiq ata farmaye. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon our sins, grant us happiness, togetherness. May Allah azza wa jalla unite our hearts, just like how Rasulullah s.a.w. united the hearts of the Aus and Khazraj tribes. Allahu Akbar, may we become helpers, may we become people who want good for others and never think bad for others, dear viewers. If in your heart you have grudge over some person, aaj isi waqt usko muaf kar dijiye, Allah ki rizaa ke liye. For the sake of Allah, learn to forgive and forbear. Don't you wish that Allah forgives your sins as well? This is the summary of the ayah. If we desire that Allah Kareem should forgive our sins, then learn to forgive the mistakes of others. Know that I am imperfect myself. My spouse is imperfect, but yet we expect perfection from each another. Hum dono imperfect hai, magar hum chahte hain ki hum dono perfect hi rahe relationship mein. Hamare saath na insafi ho, aisa na kare, balki toba kare, Allah ki huzur toba kare. And inshallah azza wa jalla, you will find sukoon, happiness in your life. Tomorrow is Tuesday, inshallah azza wa jalla. We will be back with another episode with this program called Reformation of the Ummah. Stay tuned and stay locked to Madani channel, dear viewers. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And do not forget, this is the missionary statement. The missionary statement of Dawud Islami is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.